You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends on this Friday evening. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. This story caught my eye and I thought, boy, this sounded kind of like fun. We're supposed to warm up a little bit this weekend. And so the weather sounded like it might be pretty good for it. We're going out on the phone to Greg Grothaus, who is the recreation specialist with Meridian Township Parks and Recreation. Good evening, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. I'm thinking the title recreation specialist is a job everybody would want at some point in time in life.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's a good gig that I have.
It sounds like it. I was alluding to good weather, meaning we're going to do something outside this weekend. What have you got going on tomorrow in Meridian Township?
Tomorrow morning from 9 to noon is our annual Meridian Ice Fishing Derby. It'll be held at the Central Park Pond inside the historical village, which is, for those of you that aren't sure where the historical village is, it's kind of right there at the corner of Central Park Drive and Marsh Road, part of the municipal building complex there at Meridian Township. And like I said, we'll be ice fishing out on the pond.
And I wasn't aware that the pond was that big big enough and was stocked with fish, but apparently there are.
There's quite a few fish. We actually do two fishing derbies throughout the year. We do one in the summer, in early June, and then we do the ice fishing derby, of course, when the weather allows. During the summer derby, typically the biggest fish that comes out during the derby is usually right between 14 and 16 inch bass. But there's also a lot of bluegill and some hybrid fish that the DNR stocked in there last summer. That's kind of a hybrid between a sunfish and a bluegill. So those are pretty nice sized fish also. They're usually between 4, 5, 6 inches in length.
I was going to say, I've done enough fishing to know that a 12 to 14 inch fish is a pretty sizable fish.
Yes. Yes.
How deep is this pond?
It's not overall, it's not real deep, but I mean, it has some spots that I think are in the 15 foot range.
Wow.
So it does have some depth to it.
Well, very good. You're recommending, for safety's sake, we were just talking about how deep the pond is, that everybody who comes, what should they bring with them? A life jacket and a fishing pole?
Yeah, we do provide, we have a limited number of ice fishing poles available and bait, but we do, it is a recommendation just because you are going to be out on the ice. The ice is very safe. It's over 12 inches thick. But it is just a recommendation as a safety precaution to have a life jacket. When it's not mandatory, it's just, like I said, it is a recommendation. But to bring a fishing pole and bait, we do have some bait and poles available kind of on a first-come, first-served basis.
Very good. Am I going to have to dig my own hole for someone I would bring along?
No, we will actually do we'll drill all the holes for everyone. We'll drill multiple holes if you're not having any luck in the hole that you choose. So we have some people there that will take care of drilling the holes for you. You just got to come out and pick your spot.
Very good. And I think you just kind of answered the question. There's going to be folks there to help throughout the morning.
Yes. Yeah. There'll be several people there to, kind of help out with the fishing.
And what about prizes? If you're going to have a competition, you've got to have some prizes.
Yes. Dick's Sporting Goods is kind of a supporter of the event, so we have some things from Dick's Sporting Goods that we'll give away for the first fish caught of the day, biggest fish, second biggest, and the most fish caught during the derby.
And again, the ages are between 5 and 16 years old.
Correct.
And how many years have you been doing this?
This is the, 4 years we've been running the derby. This will be the third year we've actually been able to hold the derby.
Ah, very good. And just to remind people, it's between 9 and noon tomorrow, and they can just meet in the historical village and go to the pond area.
Yep. You'll see people out there. I'll be out there early in the morning kind of getting things set up. And just head towards the pond.
There's always something going on in Meridian Township, and as a recreation specialist with the Parks and Recreation Department, what are some of the things that you have scheduled now and are looking forward to, some in the wintertime and then some as the weather's starting to break?
Well, something that we have going on, it's our fall winter photo contest. It's a free contest. All that you have to do is take photos in a Meridian Township park, send it back to us, and we have judges and the photography professionals in the community that will be the judges of the photos, and then you'll receive prizes, whoever has the best, whoever selected the best photo. We have Framers Edge in Okemos and the Okemos Photo Studio are kind of the sponsors and also be judges and providing the prizes for the fall-winter photo contest that we're doing. Typically, the winning photo is put on the cover of our Parks and Recreation Family Fun Guide. So it's kind of something nice for whoever the winner is, and they can kind of show it off to everybody that's their photo.
Yeah, you see that all over the community. That would be great.
Yes, it does. It goes out, and we did one a spring-summer about a year and a half ago and had pretty good success. I think we had over 30 photos turned in for it. So we're hoping for something similar with a fall-winter. So you can get out there and take some pictures with all this nice snow that we just got and see what you can come up with.
I'm looking on your website, which we'll give in a minute. What's the 2011 winter warm-up?
The 2011 winter warm-up is in conjunction with the Community Partners in Health and Blue Cross Blue Shield. They're doing a community challenge. There's 9 communities in Greater Lansing that are participating in this challenge, and we're all competing for grant dollars from Blue Cross with the winning community who has the most logs, the most miles or activity, and has the most participants would receive the most amount of grant money. Each community will receive something, and that will go towards health and wellness within the community. And Meridian Township is one of the 9 communities that's participating. And that begins February 12th. It's an 8-week program, and it'll end Saturday, April 2nd.
Very good. Where can people go to get some more information on that?
You can go to the Meridian Township website if you want to register under Meridian Township. You can go to the Community Partners in Health website, which is cphlansing.com, or you can actually come out to the Lansing Mall next Saturday at 9 o'clock for the kickoff festivities that they'll have out there.
Well, and like I said, I'm perusing the website right now, the Parks and Recreation website, and it looks like next Sunday there's also a fundraiser coming up for a playground in the area.
Yes, it's our it's kind of a... Our summer playground program has been going on now for over 10 years. It's a free drop-in program for youth in Meridian Township. We typically are trying to serve and target underprivileged youth that don't have access to your regular programs or can't necessarily maybe afford some of the programs that we offer. So this fundraiser is going to be at Buddy's in East Lansing off of Lake Lansing Road in the Carriage Hills Plaza. It's in the same parking lot, kind of the L&L there.
Mm-hmm.
And Buddy's is going to donate a portion of all the sales to the summer playground program next Sunday. It's from noon to 8 p.m. I just come in, and like I said, it's a total of all the sales, a percentage of all the sales from that event this next Sunday.
Very good. Well, Greg, I appreciate you spending some time with us tonight, and we'll look forward to hearing about the winners from the Ice Fishing Derby tomorrow at the Historical Village between 9 and noon. Thank you so much.
All right. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Greg Grothaus with Meridian Township Parks and Recreation. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.